Your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Overcast skies today with a chance for snow. High temperatures reach up to 29. Northeast winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 15. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. A blend of clouds and sun again. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 42. 1 to 2 inches of snow Friday night. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 23.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. A few months ago, it seemed possible to suggest that COVID might be declining and some sense of normalcy return to our lives, at least for those who were vaccinated and received their boosters. But looking ahead to 2022, the newest variant sweeping across the globe, it's clear that the virus and related labor and supply disruptions will still have a major impact on the economy for at least the foreseeable future. That certainly is not the only factor as you peer into the crystal ball for the new year in farm country. Demand is high for most farm commodities and protein, boosting revenue projections, but also leading some to worry about adequate supplies, the potential impact of even higher food prices. Dan Bossi is president of Ag Resource Company and said demand since the pandemic has struck has been amazingly strong. He said retail beef prices were at $8 last week. Never seen that before. And it's all related to disposable income levels rising. He believes that world grain and meat demand will stay relatively strong into 2022. But there's also some headwinds ahead of that that can tip through potential upsides. Inflation having a major impact, the supply chain still not functioning efficiently, input prices skyrocketing, a lot of uncertainty over ag trade, and also the weather. CoBank's Knowledge Exchange team of economists project the U.S. farm economy will continue to struggle with supply chain dysfunction and cost inflation. They don't project any significant pullback, though, in farm-level costs to at least the third quarter of next year. CoBank's Rob Fox explained that for crop producers, fertilizer prices are currently double the 10-year average, and some crop protection chemicals, which are often imported, have become nearly impossible to source at any price due to the ocean transport congestion. Fox said the recent cost increase is just one of the two inputs, equates to about 70 cents a bushel for a corn producer, roughly a 15% increase in total cost of production. Also, additional costs for labor, machinery, fuel, and seed must be factored in, he said. It's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
When others say no, we say yes at Twin Rivers Used Megastore. No empty lots or excuses. Twin Rivers has over 130 quality used cars and trucks on inventory and ready for your test drive today. Check out the full stock on the lot or online at twinriv.com. Open after 5 and Saturdays for your convenience or anytime by appointment. Good credit, bad credit, no problem. With 3 finance specialists on hand to get you moving in a quality used or new car or truck you want today. See Twin Rivers Used Megastore, West Court Street in Beatrice.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Law enforcement authorities are investigating a burglary at a Kansas home. On Monday, police were dispatched to the 1000 block in Northeast Michigan in Topeka on the citizen report of someone breaking into their house and gained entry into the basement. As officers arrived, they saw a man running from the residence. After a short pursuit, the suspect later identified as Robert Nesbitt Jr., 34, of Topeka, was taken into custody without incident. Nesbitt remains jailed on requested charges of aggravated burglary and possession of meth. Have you received a text from the Kansas Department of Health and Environment or the Kansas Department of Revenue recently? Both the KDHE and the KDOR released a report urging Kansans to be on the lookout for suspicious text messages that claim to represent either organization. The KDHE and KDOR do not send unsolicited messages requesting vaccination status, Social Security number, or other sensitive information. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
At news from the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Andy Hoosier with the Food and Agricultural Policy Research Institute released the baseline update for U.S. farm income for 2021, and the report shows that higher commodity prices are contributing to a sharp increase in U.S. farm income.
Different stories for different commodities. On the grain and oilseed side, you know, we are seeing very high prices for the crop that's being harvested right now. Expect those prices to, you know, to persist for most of this marketing year. But assuming we have normal crops here and around the world in 2022, and assuming we don't don't have some new major demand shock, we could be looking at lower prices for crops harvested in 2022 and future years. That's obviously negative on the farm income side. Hog prices are incredibly high in 2021, much higher than anybody might have anticipated a year ago, but those are expected to come back down to earth a bit in 2022 as well. On the other hand, cattle prices probably have some more strength in front of us. Demand has been very good for cattle and for beef.
That was Dr. Pat Westhoff, the Director of Food and Agricultural Policy Research Institute at the University of Missouri.
A 46-year-old officer for the North Newton Police Department has died from complications after battling COVID-19. A news release from the city of North Newton said Brian Russo died Tuesday. He had been a patrol officer in the Harvey County community since 2018 after previously working for 18 years with the Newton Police Department. North Newton Police Chief Randy Jordan called Russo a terrific officer and a terrific person. He is survived by his wife and two children. The virus has now claimed 6,964 lives in Kansas. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation is joining the Kearney County Sheriff's Office to investigate the death of a man in western Kansas. KBI said Monday that 23-year-old Christopher J. Davila Cardoza was found with stab wounds on Christmas morning in the parking area of an apartment building in Lakin. Davila Cardoza was pronounced dead at the scene. No arrests have been made. Lakin is about 25 miles west of Garden City. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News. Nebraska Mid-American Network News. The Omaha man who stabbed himself in the throat and was shot by police after allegedly charging at his mother and officers with a knife is now in fair condition. Police said Monday that 37-year-old Justin McCallick will be booked on several assault charges as soon as he's released from the hospital. Meanwhile, his 66-year-old mother was treated and released from a cut on the hand she suffered in the incident on Thursday. The officer who shot McCallick will be on paid administrative leave during the investigation. Economists and business leaders say Nebraska's economy fared better than most in the U.S. this year amid inflation, labor shortages, rising wages, and supply chain struggles. The Omaha World Herald reports that the state's economy in 2021 was stable despite high-profile challenges. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss says Nebraska has rebounded and performed quite well. Nebraska had the lowest state unemployment rate in the U.S. in November at 1.8%. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Hey, it's Andy Hoosier with the Mid-America Ag Network. Stay tuned in right here every day with your favorite radio station and the Mid-America Ag Network as we give you hourly commodity and market information. Plus, we provide you the latest current events and news in agriculture that just may help you on the farm. From harvest reports from around the Mid-America region to tips during planting season, new technology from trade shows, agricultural legislation at the state and federal level, and a lot more. It's your number one source to keep you up and moving on the farm. And it's all right here with the Mid-America Ag Network.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up in intensity a little bit overnight.
And that affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
The bakers of Earth Grains breads combine wholesome and nutritious ingredients with a soft, light texture that your family will love. Our nutritious varieties include 12 grain, wheat berry with honey, 100% whole wheat, and multigrain. Try Earth Grains 12 grain toasted with peanut butter for breakfast, or multigrain with turkey and fresh veggies for a nutritious lunch. Earth Grains breads, baking our best for you.
This is Paxton Gordon with the local news. The candidates for the police chief have been narrowed down to three people. A council that consists of Mayor Justin Barnes and City Administrator Austin St. John interviewed five police chief candidates via Zoom last Monday at the Marysville City Building. The council then held a closed meetings for 3 hours to discuss the non-elected personnel. Mayor Barnes said that the police and fire committee and the city administrator would hold specific in-person interviews with the three candidates after January 1st. Now, no specific dates have been given on when those candidates will be interviewed, but it will be held again after January 1st. And just a reminder, no Nemaha County Commissioners meeting will be held this week. They will go back to their regularly scheduled meeting times next Monday, January 3rd. The active number of COVID-19 cases in the Marshall County area has been updated to 36 people, with six of them being hospitalized. You can, of course, go to the Marshall County Health Department's Facebook page to find out the weekly details on their COVID-19 reports, as well as see of the hours to the health department and more information. Just a reminder, the Marshall County Health Department, though, will be closed this Friday, December 31st, with observance of the new year, though they will be open that following Monday back to their regularly scheduled times. Just a reminder as well, the Marshall County Courthouse will be closed all day December 31st for year-end balancing. Employees will be working, but the courthouse will be closed. Courthouse will be also closed all day on January 3rd for the New Year's holiday. The Kansas Department of Transportation approves bids for state highway construction and maintenance projects in the Nemaha area. Two bridges, bridge number 29 and bridge number 32, were approved. Number 29 over Ware Creek was approved as a bridge replacement in the range of $942,000. Bridge number 32 over the Fisher Creek drainage was approved for a full replacement, costing around $1.4 million. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight to the local news. My name is Paxton Gordon with KNDY Radio. Donald L. Dodd, age 73, of Lynn, passed away on Friday, December 17th. Memorial service will be held at 10 a.m. Thursday at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Lynn. Interment is also at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church Cemetery. Visitation will begin from 5 to 8 p.m. Wednesday at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church for the passing of Donald L. Dodd. Francis M. Massey, 97, of Frankfort, passed away last Friday at the Eastridge Nursing Home in Centralia. A graveside funeral service will be held at 10:30 this Friday at the Vermilion Cemetery in Vermilion. Visitation will be from 4 to 8 p.m. Thursday at the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort. Funeral arrangements provided by Kinsley's Mortuary for the passing of Francis M. Massey. Werner C. Seematter, 84, of Kansas City, formerly of Marysville, passed away on Sunday peacefully at his home. Burial will be at the Marysville City Cemetery, with visitation being Thursday from 10 to 11 a.m. at Kinsley's Mortuary. Prayer service then will also be held at 11 a.m. at the church as well. Arrangements are being made by Kinsley's Mortuary for the passing of Werner C. Seematter.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Amidst the Christmas cards, eggnog, cookies, family, friends, and mounds of presents, may your hearts be filled with contentment and joy. Season's greetings from Temp's Disposal in Marysville.
Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville wishes you all the joys of the holiday season and happiness throughout the new year. May the joys and blessings of the holiday season fill your home throughout the year. Joy, joy, joy from Hometown Lumber and Hardware.
As you relish the goodies, decorate every nook and corner of your home, and enjoy the get-togethers, Kick Hafer and Bussing Certified Public Accountants in Marysville hope that the joy and festivities continue to radiate in your lives long after Christmas is gone.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. As the jet stream continues to dip further south, we can expect to see continuously cooling temperatures throughout the day today. After many weeks of seeing average and above average temperatures, many states in the Midwest will see temperatures well below their seasonal averages. Today, we can expect to see highs in the lower to upper 20s throughout Iowa, the mid-20s and lower 30s throughout Nebraska, the lower 30s and lower 40s throughout Kansas, and Missouri staying fairly mild with highs ranging in the lower 30s and lower 50s. As cooler temperatures continue to go further south overnight tonight, the jet stream will start to quickly flatten over Thursday, causing warmer temperatures to move back in. This warm-up will be fairly short-lived, though, as another upper-level low will start to move through the region on Friday and Saturday, and a cold front will bring some rain and even snow on Friday. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
RX Drug Store in downtown Marysville is here for you with over-the-counter medicines for cold, flu, and allergy season, and prescription drugs for more serious matters. They also offer curbside pickup and delivery services. Don't forget to bring in your new insurance card for the new year with RX Drug Store.
Do you know the six household ingredients that can tackle any cleaning chore? Some post-holiday cleaning advice today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, December 29th, the 363rd day of the year. Actress Mary Tyler Moore was born on this day, and legendary coach Paul Bear Bryant's last game was on this day in 1982. There's no end of new and improved household cleaning products, but the truth is you only need six essentials for tackling any chore: ammonia, baking soda, salt, lemon juice, vinegar, and bleach. Ammonia is a grease cutter and leaves streak-free glass. Use baking soda or salt when you need a mild abrasive, and bleach or lemon juice for a disinfectant. Vinegar, lemon juice, and baking soda are also great deodorizers. Just remember, mixing bleach and ammonia produces a dangerous chlorine gas, so don't do it. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more reuse, renew, and refresh tips at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. So who will serve as Kansas State's backup running back behind Deuce Vaughn at the Texas Bowl? Well, that has become a popular question ever since the Wildcats lost key contributors Joe Irvin and Jacardia Wright to the NCAA transfer portal. Jordan Shippers is listed as the team's number two running back. The 6'1", 200-pound sophomore has only rushed the ball twice for 7 yards during his short time in Manhattan, and both carries came during a blowout victory against Kansas earlier this season. Shippers rushed for 131 yards on 29 carries as a freshman at Western Illinois. On the hardwood tonight, KU will take on Nevada at Allen Fieldhouse, 7 o'clock. The contest will be televised on Big 12 Now on ESPN+. Kansas State will host North Florida tonight, tip-off 7 o'clock, and it'll also air on ESPN+. And finally, the Wichita State Shockers open conference play at East Carolina tonight, tip-off 6 o'clock. It'll be on ESPN+. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up in intensity a little bit overnight.
And that affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
All session game tickets for the 75th annual NJCAA Division I Men's Basketball Championship Tournament are available now. The tournament will be held March 14th through the 19th, 2022, in the historic Hutchinson Sports Arena in Hutchinson as 24 teams play for a national title. This marks the 74th consecutive tournament in Hutch, with the first and only NJCAA Men's Basketball Championship Tournament held in 1948 in Springfield, Missouri. Tickets can be purchased online by visiting njcaa.org/tickets. The latest AP Top 25 college basketball poll was released, and no surprise, Baylor remains the number one team in the nation, followed by Duke, Purdue, Gonzaga, UCLA. Coming in at number six is KU, number eight is Iowa State, number 17 is Texas, and also from the Big 12, number 25 is Texas Tech. This is Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
They made a mistake worthy of a court-martial. A bombing crew made a wrong turn and bombed their own country's residents. However, a mistake that could have ruined the careers of those aboard and cost lives on the ground actually challenged the team to become the best that ever flew. They did just that by the end of the war, and their story is part of our Best of 2021 series on the American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
I'm Greg Peterson of the Peterson Farm Brothers. If you've seen our videos, you know we're proud to be farmers. Farming can be dangerous. Never assume location or depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start any work on your farm, call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com to have underground lines located. It only takes a minute and can save your life.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
It was the evening of July 5th, 1943. A wayward bomber on a practice run from Dalhart, Texas, mistook the lights around the courthouse square in Boise City, Oklahoma, for the practice range. Soon, residents heard the thud of those bombs being dropped on their community.
They were just filled with sand, so they wasn't going to blow. They were practice bombs.
Jody Risley says no one was injured, although craters 5 feet wide now pockmarked the town. Calls to the Army airfield from Boise City told officials they needed to look into one of their crews that had gotten well off course.
None of them would admit to it, so as they went to the planes, they found four more bombs. All of them had 10 bombs, and all of them had dropped them all except this one, and they still had four live.
Now that they knew who was responsible, there was a decision to be made.
Those guys were all to be either court-martialed or go overseas. They went on back and made a career of it, and they became the best bombing crew.
When Jody says best bombing crew, that's because that crew did so well in combat that 1 year later, they were chosen to lead a massive daylight bombing raid on Berlin. They ended the war as one of the most highly decorated crews in the armed forces.
The guy that was flying said, if you're going to make a bad mistake, make the best of it. And so they decided to make the best bombing crew that they could.
And while the situation in Boise City could have resulted in deaths, it caused little damage and has become a bit of a moniker for the town. The only city in the U.S. bombed by its own planes during World War II. The museum has some of the old newspaper headlines from the bombing and accounts of the crew who went on to serve courageously in the European theater of the war. It's an unusual and interesting link to history. The town that was bombed during World War II, right here in the center of the country. Traveling the countryside in Boise City, Oklahoma, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a farm auction for the Ben Hydeman estate Friday, December 31st. Sale begins at 10:30 at the farm 4 miles south of Corning on Highway 63. Tractors include a 2011 John Deere 7330 with a John Deere 360 loader, 8-foot bucket. It's an extra nice tractor. A John Deere 4240. Trucks and a car include a 2015 Chevy 2500 HD, 52,000 miles. 2017 Chevy Equinox, 30,000 miles. 2003 Kenworth with a grain trailer. 2014 Polaris 900 XP. Equipment includes a New Holland Swather, it's diesel, John Deere baler, New Holland big round baler, 12-foot wheel rake, a drill, 9-shank soil saver, 20-foot wing disc, 7-foot shredder, miscellaneous including 500 and 1,000-gallon propane tanks, 500-gallon fuel barrel, portable fuel trailer, and miscellaneous. This farm auction for the Ben Hydeman Estate, Friday, December 31st, begins at 10:30, 4 miles south of Corning on Highway 63. Sale conducted by Wilhelm Auction Service.
There's an old saying used by ice fishermen. Thick and blue, tried and true. Thin and crispy, way too risky. I'm Jody Henke. Check the ice before you walk on it as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Farming is about uncertainty. When volatile prices and fluctuating weather are par for the course, you can count on Commodity Classic, the event that's designed by farmers for farmers. America's largest agricultural and educational event delivers the experience you've come to expect. Uncertainty may be what you're used to, but with Commodity Classic, you'll be equipped to handle it just a little bit better. Be there March 10th through 12th when we return to New Orleans. The future is in your hands at CommodityClassic.com.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Ice fish in the winter, but I'm very careful stepping out on a frozen body of water because ice is never uniform. Factors like wind, natural springs, and obstacles protruding from the water make a difference in ice formation. Clear ice with a bluish-green tint is the first ice that forms and is the strongest you'll see all season. And once that ice is about 4 inches thick, it's okay to fish or ice skate on. But if there's a covering of snow, be very careful. Mick Clemesrud with the Iowa Department of Natural Resources says snow puts the brakes on ice development.
The worst scenario would be if a farm pond froze, had about an inch or two of ice on it, and then you get a lot of snow. That snow is going to be just like an insulation blanket in your attic. It's going to stop or really, really slow the ice growth. No matter how cold it gets, that snow really keeps the cold away from the ice.
You can drill holes to see how deep the ice is, and you'll notice a drastic difference in thickness between the areas that have snow cover and those that don't. There could be as much as 50% more ice in the open areas. Dangerous ice has an off color. It can look milky white, gray, or black due to being saturated with water. Ice that's rotting has a honeycomb look to it from the ice crystals starting to separate. That means it's in its final stage of disintegration.
If you put an ice auger on honeycombing ice and you start to cut, you'll see big chunks of the stuff coming up. It doesn't have that fine shaving that you have earlier in the year. It's very dangerous ice. It's weak ice. It's ice that will give way under weight. It's been stressed to the point where it's going to be going out shortly.
Learn more on how to decipher ice formation at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay.
Remember Christ our Savior, who was born upon this day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. From God our Heavenly Father, this blessed angel came, and unto certain shepherds brought tidings of the same, how that in Bethlehem was born the Son of God by name. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
Fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
Will farmers be able to grow enough oil seeds to meet anticipated demand for renewable diesel? Find out today on Farm to Fork. The clock is ticking for the big buy two, get one free glove promotion at Gempler's Farm and Home Supply. You have to order by this Friday, December 31st. Shop from a huge selection of work glove styles from brands like DeWalt, Carhartt, and more, including Sugar River by Gempler's. And the best part of the deal, there's no limit. For every two pair of gloves you buy, the third pair is free. It's a perfect time to stock up for your farm or business. And for the colder weather, a new pair of insulated gloves is just the ticket. Don't forget, you have to order by this Friday, December 31st. Just go to Gemplers.com/gloves. Select the quantities and styles you want, and when it's time to check out, use the promo code GLOVE. Buy two, get one free. Again, that's Gemplers.com/gloves. And use the promo code GLOVE. Gemplers, family-owned, fiercely independent. 40 million new soybean acres would be needed by 2024 to meet the anticipated demand for renewable biodiesel production. That's the estimate given by Dan Bossi, president of Ag Resource Company in Chicago.
There's a lot of economic incentive to produce renewable diesel, a low-carbon fuel. And then within the Build Back Better bill, there's $500 billion for renewable jet fuel. Now, this is all well and good. But as you look at this data, here's what needs to happen. You only get 11.6 pounds of soybean oil on average per bushel. So if I take those factories and what's proposed and run them at 80%, these are the additional acres that I need in terms of soybeans by 2024 to have the supply to run them. Is it possible that American farmers can shift 40 million acres or find 40 million acres to plant additional acres of soybeans?
Bossi told attendees at the recent annual meeting of the American Seed Trade Association that available land for farming has pretty much peaked.
So I'm unlikely to find new acres. This has to come from another crop. I can't plant 40 million acres less of corn or wheat or sorghum or cotton.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
With kind remembrances and best wishes for a bright and special new year, the staff at Citizens State Bank wish you and yours peace on earth and joy to all. At Citizens State Bank in Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover, you'll find better products, better services, and better banking. Warm wishes for a wonderful holiday season. Christmas is not a time nor a season, but a state of mind. To cherish peace and goodwill, to be plenteous in mercy, is to have the real spirit of Christmas. From all of us here at KNDY, we wish you and yours the best of the holiday season. May your holidays be merry and the new year filled with friends, family, and good times. From Landall Corporation. Since 1963, Landall Corporation has grown to be a leader in innovative design, world-class manufacturing, and marketing quality products and services. Hope, health, and prosperity in the new year.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
There will be a land auction, 468 acres in southeast Nebraska in Pawnee County, to be sold in three tracts for the Margaret Bookwalter Family Trust on Saturday, January 15th, sale time 10 a.m. in Pawnee City. Tract 1 is a quarter section, 6 miles north and a mile west of Summerfield, and includes 36 acres in row crop, 58 acres warm season grass, 35 acres pasture, and 16 acres CRP. Tract 2 is a short quarter 3 miles north of Summerfield on Highway 99 and consists of 151 acres grass with 5-strand barbed wire fence. Finally, Tract 3 is another short quarter 3 miles north of Summerfield on 99 and a mile and a half west on Highway 8. This features 116 acres in row crop with a balance of 35 acres in a watershed. The property includes a building site with an older pole shed and smaller storage sheds. The farm is terraced and boasts a high percentage of Wymore soil. For inspection or details, contact Mark Easter with Easter & Associates at Syracuse. Sale bill and particulars online at goeaster.com. Sale date Saturday, January 15th, 10 a.m. at the Pawnee City United Methodist Church, State Highway 50 and 9th Street. Again, contact Easter & Associates or go online at goeaster.com.
Ag News for the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the team at Benson Hill in Iowa is looking forward to increased opportunities for farmers in the year of 2022. As Jeff Johnson, the president of Benson Hill Seeds, discussed current market outlooks and trends for the upcoming growing year.
there's macro trends that are currently looking at not just the number of consumers, but some of the consumer trends as far as the growth of the plant-based foods continuing to grow, and we see lots of opportunity for that. Certainly, every cropping season has its challenges, and some of the supply chain challenges. I've actually talked to quite a few growers here in Iowa concerned whether they'll be able to get fertilizer and at what price, even looking at can they get some of the chemistry they need to grow their crop. Even had some growers have called and increased their soybean acres with us because they couldn't pencil out corn on those acres. So that was a unique challenge this year.
He goes on to talk about how Benson Hill successfully navigated through these supply chain disruptions over the past year.
Part of that supply chain has particularly been for folks working extensively internationally. And as we look towards the 2022 planting season, our crop was grown here in North America, so we already have that seed, so to speak, in the bin and ready to deliver to growers to really start 2022 off well. So some of those supply chain challenges that others would see, we really had planned ahead for and feel like we're ahead of that game and weren't significantly challenged by those.
He goes on to add that Benson Hill will have additional opportunities available for U.S. farmers in the upcoming 2022 season.
Well, I think the exciting news is we've already contracted more acres than we did all of last year, but there's still opportunities available for farmers here in Iowa. We have several different products we're still contracting. Because of that closed loop system, we actually have more value we can share with growers.
You can find more information at the website at BensonHillFarmers.com or call 314-594-7624. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Having trouble finding a new car this holiday season? Can't wrap your mind around paying massive markups? At Midwest Kia, during the Kia Command the Season sales event, you won't have to worry about being left with a lump of coal. Grab your holiday spirit and head to Midwest Kia to put your name on one of over 200 new 2022 Kias that will be here in time for Christmas. And Midwest Kia has the better way to buy with the inventory to match. Never priced above sticker, all with the best stocking stuffer in town. Kia's amazing 10-year 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Plus, we want to get you approved, even when the other guys have said no.
No.
With as little as $600 cash or trade, you could get your credit back on track and get into a brand new Kia today. For the best car buying experience in town, visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com, and you'll see why people are singing,
"We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia."
On select models with approved credits, warranties and limited powertrain warranties.
Christmas season, loading. Enjoy faster internet this Christmas. Get a $100 Blue Valley bill credit or pass that credit along as a gift for a hard-to-buy-for loved one. Offer applies to new customers or speed upgrades only. Give your family the gift of an internet upgrade. Call 877-876-1228 today for details or visit bluevalley.net. Merry Christmas from your friends at Blue Valley.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. USDA's recent updated trade numbers shows China actually buying U.S. ag commodities at a faster pace than last year. Chad Smith with more on those numbers at the end of the Phase 1 trade agreement. He comes closer.
The Phase 1 trade deal between China and the U.S. comes to an end in early 2022. Veronica Nye, senior economist for the American Farm Bureau Federation, says this year's numbers are better in 2021 than at the same time last year.
Thus far in 2021, which is data from January through November, we've exported $30 billion to China. That's up 33% compared to the same time period in 2020 when we had sold $22.5 billion.
Nye isn't sure that even the faster buying pace will get China to its purchasing commitments this year.
The phase one goal for 2021 is $40.4 billion. At $30 billion, China is relatively close. In December 2020, China bought about $4 billion worth of U.S. ag product. Those of you doing the math, they're about $10 billion short. So far, if the pattern holds, China's going to be behind in their purchase commitments for 2021.
Nye says the relationship between the U.S. and China is challenging.
There's a lot of issues outside of agricultural trade that are significant, a lot of geopolitical issues, which means that though U.S. agriculture agriculture trade is incredibly important. You have to deal with a lot of significant political issues before you can start talking about U.S. ag trade. The additional communication and meeting between our governments can only be helpful, however. The tariffs continue, but the purchase agreement is over at the end of 2021. That makes the relationship between U.S. and China all the more complicated going into 2022.
Chad Smith, Washington.
It's an ag business update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
The house has to look just right before the holiday guests arrive. That means refinishing an old wood floor, laying new tile, or nailing down hardwood flooring. Don't worry if you don't have the right tools or equipment. Hometown Lumber and Hardware does. Visit them and rent the floor sander, tile saw, or floor nailer for all the projects that need work done. Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville notices the impact you make when you shop local, and they thank you for your business and support.
Your barn is a warm, welcoming refuge for wild critters. Put up the no vacancy sign and keep them out on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Have you heard of a good way to deter coyotes? What about a hay sleigh? Or how to get twice the light in your machine shed? These ideas were submitted to the All Around the Farm and Idea of the Month in Successful Farming magazine. If you have an idea for saving money, labor, or time that could offer a real solution to landowners, farmers, and ranchers, we'd like to hear it. Enter your quick fix or proven solution today at agriculture.com/idea entry. That's agriculture.com/idea entry.
Raccoons, opossums, and other wild critters would love to snuggle up and spend the winter in your barn if the opportunity is there. Kathy Garza Bear with the Ohio Division of Wildlife says critters go into a barn because it has ample food and warm bedding, and it's often easy to get inside.
A lot of barns usually aren't made like homes that we live in, so the structure does have weak points. There can be boards missing off the sides, cracks in foundations, holes in roofs. So you need to seal up all those cracks in the foundation, fill them in with a little bit of cement, replace missing boards. If you have broken window panes, fix the glass.
Keep animal feed covered with tight-fitting lids and restrict open water if you can. Tidying up the barn and getting rid of debris and piles will mean fewer places to hide. If the animals have already set up housekeeping and you'd rather they go somewhere else, you could live trap them. However, make sure you know your state's regulations on where wildlife can be taken. In some cases, it might be better to call for professional help.
Some people will hire a damage trap or a person that will come out because you're suffering some kind of damage, or maybe you just have a fear of having this animal near your livestock. They can remove them through trapping them. You can use devices for bats or birds in those openings in your barns to exclude them once they fly out for the night. This screening or mesh or netting can be put in place, and that way they can't come back in.
You have to be persistent and vigilant to keep wildlife out, and it helps to have a few hungry barn cats for rodent control. I'm Jody Henke. Find more tips for keeping unwanted critters out of the barn at agriculture.com.
Take advantage right now booking seed for spring planting. John Henke with Third Road Ag Sales features C-Tech Genetics. And when you book now, they're offering the highest cash discounts in the seed business with 13% off or 0% John Deere financing until December next year. Top yielding hybrids from C-Tech mean better quality through better testing, more technology, and more genetics. Take advantage of his 13% cash discount or 0% financing on C-Tech Genetics, including a full lineup of corn, soybeans, and sorghum. Call or catch John Henke with Third Road Ag Sales at 562-7157 or find him on Facebook.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network community. Hoosier going through a Wednesday today. Market's wrapping up in just a little bit, and we've seen A lot of growth in the grain market today. Corn and wheat going into the green as the day has progressed today. Soybeans still lingering in the red a little bit. We'll see if what that happens when we go to the close here in just a while. Starting off with your corn, March corn is up right now 1 3/4, sitting at 606.5. Kansas City wheat was the first to lead that charge into the positive, up 4 cents right now for the March at 825.75. In the bean market, we see the later futures in the positive, but January right now still down a little bit, down 4 3/4, sitting at 1354.25. The meal has rebounded up 10 cents right now, sitting at 415.90. And the bean oil for January is currently up 13 cents at 56.68. Cotton market, they have led the charge upward. They're doing well today. That's 2 days in a row for them. Now March cotton is up $3.54, currently at 113.59. The oats are lingering in the red just a little bit, down 6 pennies for March oats, down at 696.5. Canola in the green by $57.5 for the January, sitting at 1096 even. So some major growth there. The March is up $4, sitting at 1022. Over in the livestock market, still mostly green numbers here, which is good news there. December live cattle up 97 cents at 139.45. The feeder cattle for January, currently up $1.57 at 165.12. Lean hogs are also in the green, up by $1.37 at $84 even. We'll see if that trend continues, wrapping up the day today. U.S. dollar index, we are seeing some red here as the March index is down by 26 cents at 95.93. We have the 30-year bonds for March down just over a point at 159.5. And the 10-year notes for March are down just a hair, about 14.5, sitting at 130.05. So we'll see if they can't rebound here. Stock market still not a whole lot of movement today. Dow Jones up by 77 points, the S&P up by 1 point, the NASDAQ down by 43.
We had our summer savings, then our Black Friday deals, but nothing can compare to Rusty Act Ford's year-end sales event. This is our biggest sale of the year. Interest rates are set to rise, and inflation is driving up prices. So time is ticking on what will be the biggest savings opportunity ever. At Rusty Act Ford, we can lock in your rate and lock in your price on any new Ford or pre-owned vehicle before it's too late. Rates as low as 0% on select new Fords for up to 60 months. Lock in 0%. You don't want to miss Rusty Act Ford's year-end sales event. Lock in during our biggest sale of the year. Because if you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyActFord.com. Offers valid on select in-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualified. Limited term financing through Ford Motor Credit. 0% APR for 60 months is $16.67 per month for 1,000 finance. All Ford rebates to dealer. Offers cannot be combined.
Work on the farm or on the job is tough. So you want boots that are equally tough, if not tougher. And for that, you head down to Fashion Direct in Marysville. They carry several brands of work boots for literally any condition and any foot. Steel or composite toe, Met Guard, waterproof, insulated, or electrical hazard. And they just added Keen and Caterpillar to the shelves. Find boots that work just as hard as you do when you visit Fashion Direct in Marysville.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Adelaide.
would speak to. A dream that I can call my own. I found a thrill to press my cheek to. A thrill that I've never known. Oh yeah,
of country music play here on Classic Country KMDY Marysville. AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.